And now, another first edition report of WAKY award-winning news from Kentuckiana's most complete news terminal.
It's 10:55. This is Bob Watson. Louisville, the public will vote shortly, perhaps next month, on the proposed merger of Louisville and Jefferson County Public Schools. Details of the merger report will be presented shortly. The school boards originally planned to combine the merger vote with a request for more tax money, but apparently the idea has been dropped. Merger has been talked off and on for some time and came up again last fall after voters rejected a request to boost taxes for the two systems. Louisville, a resolution that prohibits racial discrimination by persons handling real estate sales and mortgages, has been adopted by the Louisville Real Estate Board. A spokesman says the measure essentially is the same as one approved earlier by the Louisville Human Rights Commission. The commission had urged the Real Estate Board to adopt a code of voluntary compliance with the principle of free choice in the purchase or rental of houses. Hopkinsville military authorities at Fort Campbell have identified a 21-year-old soldier who was electrocuted in an accident at the post. Officials say Private First Class Robert Richardson of the 327th Infantry has been killed when an antenna which the soldier was erecting fell on a high-voltage line. The soldier's hometown was not mentioned.
This is WAKY News, a matter of fact.
Shively police have arrested two men after enforcement of a search warrant at 2714 7th Street Road. 22-year-old Charles Campbell of the mentioned address has been charged with flourishing a deadly weapon. 29-year-old Bernard Groven of 4112 Taylor Boulevard was charged with pandering and maintaining a disorderly house. Authorities say pandering is a felony, the other charges misdemeanors. The search warrant was brought by Patricia McWilliams of Shively. The two will make appearances Saturday morning in Shively Police Court. Bowling Green, a single vehicle crash this morning some 10 miles south of Bowling Green in Warren County, took the life of 44-year-old Robert E. Scott of Route 1, Cicero, Indiana, driver of a tractor-trailer rig. The Highway 31W fatality was the 24th reported in the Commonwealth so far this year. Louisville, the business agent for Local 783 of the Teamsters Union, says a picket was hit by a car this morning at the Proteus Terminal on Jennings Lane. Bill Stribling reports Mary McGinnis was apparently only shaken up and was treated at a doctor's office. Stribling says a warrant has been taken in relation to an incident yesterday at the terminal where two pickets were struck. Louisville, an auto struck a woman pedestrian this morning on Payne Street between Lexington Road and Baxter, admitted to Baptist Hospital in satisfactory condition, was 52-year-old Mrs. Harriet Horsley of 421 Frank Avenue. Officials say Mrs. Horsley suffered pubic fractures. Louisville, at 1 p.m. this afternoon, civil defense sirens will scream in the city and county as the local civil defense office and cooperating agencies take part in a practice drill called Avalanche 2. Thousands of school students and industrial workers will also take part in the exercise. Falmouth, two murder indictments have been returned against a 50-year-old Falmouth man, Werner Spiegel. Spiegel is accused of the November 21st death of his wife, 40-year-old Mrs. Beulah Spiegel, and her 16-year-old son, Gary Dunn. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. British forces are being beefed up in Malaysia and in waters around the embattled country. The British aircraft carrier Eagle arrived yesterday to join the Far East fleet of more than 70 ships. Panama. Labor and student organizations in Panama plan a mass meeting tonight to climax 4 days of observances honoring 21 Panamanians who died in last year's anti-American riots. North Hollywood, California. Mrs. Helen Bell of North Hollywood returned home Sunday night and saw the evidence everywhere. A lamp was knocked over, a vase had been broken, and there were strange noises. She called police. They arrived with pistols drawn. When they heard a noise in the bedroom, they charged in, shouting, "Come out with your hands up," and getting no response. Inside, the police surrounded a terrified 16-ounce squirrel.
From WAKY, the weather report and current readings.
Mostly sunny and warmer today, partly cloudy through tomorrow. High today 44, low tonight 30, high tomorrow 46. Right now winds are from the southeast at 3, relative humidity 92%, sea level pressure 30.20 and rising, under cloudy skies, street level temperature 34 degrees.
From Kentuckiana's most complete news terminal, another first report from WAKY 790 Louisville, Kentucky. That's all the news. And you know it.